With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Among Donald Trump's legal cases, perhaps the most important one goes before the Supreme Court this week. Here's correspondent Jennifer King.
On Thursday in Washington, the nation's highest court hears arguments over whether Trump can remain on the ballot in Colorado, where the state's Supreme Court ruled the Republican frontrunner had violated a constitutional provision. In September of 2022, Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics succeeded in a legal test challenge against a county commissioner in New Mexico who was convicted of illegally entering the Capitol. The state of Maine has also barred Trump from the ballot under Section 3. That decision and Colorado's are on hold until the U.S. Supreme Court rules. Reaction from Trump supporters has been furious. Trump himself has decried them as election interference and anti-democratic. Jennifer King, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Biden campaign reportedly bracing now for the special counsel's report into the president's handling of classified documents. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
News media outlets, including Axios, say the independent counsel's final report could be released as soon as this week. Robert Hur has been investigating the improper storage of classified documents at Joe Biden's Delaware home and a think tank office in Washington. Axios reports that even if there are no criminal charges, Biden aides expect the report's details to be politically damaging. Details could include photos of how and where the sensitive materials were stored. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Well, Boeing has discovered yet another problem in some of its 737 MAX fuselages that may delay deliveries of about 50 to 60 aircraft in the latest quality gaffe to plague the manufacturer. A Boeing spokesman says improperly drilled holes were discovered, and that's the problem. This is SRN News. Well, Americans rate the country's institutions.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds 59% of the general public has a positive view of churches and religious organizations versus 39% who see them in a negative light. That puts faith institutions in third place overall. Americans feel the most positive about small business, followed by the military. Amongst the institutions with the highest negative views, the banks, corporations, and universities. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Trouble for a Christian coffee shop in Denver for nearly 8 months. LGBT protesters have gathered outside Drip Cafe to decry the business' biblical stand on human sexuality. Owner Jamie Sanchez says the demonstrations are hurting the bottom line, and there's also been vandalism. He opened the cafe last summer to raise money for the nonprofit Recycle God's Love Ministry. SRN News. Prices are climbing. Now we're finding out just how many Americans are actually running up their credit card balance. Here's correspondent Rita Foley.
Americans held more than $1 trillion on their credit cards in the third quarter of 2023. That is a record, and that number is expected to get even bigger when the data for the final few months of the year is released next month. Some people have spent their savings and run up their credit card balances after battling inflation for more than 2 years. These are mostly lower and middle income consumers. Experts worry that they're falling behind on their debts and that things could get worse for them in the year ahead. I'm Rita Foley.
On Wall Street Monday, the Dow dropped 274 points, S&P 500 down 15 for the day, and the NASDAQ off 31. More details at SRNnews.com.